Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a new Gallup survey found we are really hitting the hard stuff. And bourbon and vodka seems to be more sought after than wine and beer. They say the number of drinkers preferring hard liquor is now 31%. This is the highest figure ever recorded in Gallup's tracking of alcohol preferences in adults. This is being reported by New York Post. Apparently, Gallup poll has been asking this since 1993. And this is the first time where I think 29% of Americans drink wine, but 31% prefer hard liquor. Beer still remains the most popular alcoholic beverage. 37% of drinkers say they consume beer most often, but hard liquor is becoming more and more popular. Apparently, beer still holds the top spot, but is not as dominant as it used to be in the 90s. Total, 62% of Americans say they drink alcohol. 38% abstain. Now, apparently, the abstention rate has still held steady since 1939. One in five U.S. adults who drink alcohol, about 20%, say they sometimes drink too much. If you have individuals who admit that they may be drinking too much, and that's one in five, you could bet that number is even higher. And we spoke about heart disease, cancer, liver disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke. It's a problem. According to Gallup poll, they say liquor is mostly lagged behind beer and wine in the popularity trend. However, in the past few years, closer to 30% say liquor is their drink of choice, putting it on par with wine. 31% of drinkers who say liquor is their favorite alcoholic drink is the highest on record. Now, they haven't really discussed why. They have found that the alcoholic beverage of choice varies by gender, age, education, and income level. They say men are more than twice as likely as women to say they drink beer. Women are about three times as likely as men to say wine is their preferred beverage. Younger drinkers prefer beer and liquor. Older drinkers favor beer and wine. Well, it's because I think a bottle of Jack is cheaper than getting, I think you get more bang for your buck. And that's what kids say they would beer. You can get beer a lot cheaper than you can bottles of wine. They say a higher percentage of Americans with college degrees drink wine than adults without a college degree. Yeah, it took me a long time to appreciate wine. I just didn't like the taste. And I was not going to spend $10, $20. Some people spend hundreds of dollars on a bottle of wine? I don't get that. You're going to drink it, and then it's done. I don't get spending that kind of money on that. However, when I did go to a friend's house, and they opened up one of these fancier bottles, I was able to tell the difference. I actually liked it for once. And I was like, ah, so I've been hating wine and getting migraines because I've been drinking the cheap stuff, like box wine. I have a family member where when we come over to her house, when we visit her, she has a box of wine in the fridge. And it's like, eh, it's okay. I'm not a big wine drinker. I also don't drink beer. I don't like the calories. It makes me bloated, and I don't like the taste that much. I'd rather have a diet soda. Not that you should be having any of that. But whenever it's football season. Now, if I come over and, you know, people are like, here, have a beer, I don't necessarily say no. I just usually don't drink it that much because I don't like the taste. Among those who do drink alcohol, 69% said they had it within the last week. One-third who drank in the past 24 hours, right? So about a third said they had the alcohol. And I don't know if it was this Gallup poll was done on a weekend. 37% did so 2 to 7 days ago. So people are drinking pretty often. One-third of respondents said their last drink was over a week ago. Now, the Gallup results were only based on 1,000 adults, about 1,015 adults. It was conducted between July 3rd and 27th, so there might have been some 4th of July festivities a part of that. But I walk around the grocery store. You see the vegetables. You see the fruit. You see the meat. But the alcohol aisles, pretty well frequented. So why? Are people drinking more? Is it because people can't sleep, so they're using it to sleep? Is it because people are bored? Is it because people are in pain? You know, we think it's just if people want to drink. You know, I've noticed a slew of individuals who are unable to get pain control because of all the new rules with pain medications, even though the overdose deaths are rising despite all the restrictions since 2016. And so some of them might be drinking to deal with the pain. And that's a problem. Now, if this Gallup poll is demonstrative of what is really going on, where a third of people had alcohol today, and it's a Tuesday, you know, we're going to have a pandemic of alcohol-related disease and cancer. It's not a good, it doesn't bode well. And, you know, younger drinkers liking hard liquor. I didn't really like hard liquor because it was, one, expensive when I was younger, and it scared me. You know, a bottle of vodka scared me. You know, a bottle of rum, because I thought you'd get drunk on it, and I just couldn't afford it. But individuals are finding that if you go to a bar, you know, they're smart. Gen Z, they're smart. They see that they're being charged $10 for a drink when, for that money, they could buy a whole bottle themselves. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have two sons. I love having boys. Boys were fun to raise. It was great. I would have loved having a daughter too, but I was kind of relieved having sons because I grew up in a family where one of us was raped. You know, there was assault, and when you're a parent, it's hard to think of the things that could happen to your child, even though they could happen to the boys as well. Most of the trafficking happens, you know, with women, but still, boys can be victims as well. But also, I was always worried about, you know, what if she begins dating? You don't seem to be as worried about your sons dating, even though they could still date somebody who could be a killer. But I just think I wouldn't have slept as well as having boys. Well, this mom of a daughter shot and killed the boyfriend of her daughter because he drove up into her front yard and held her husband at gunpoint. Apparently, this incident happened last Monday at 6:30 p.m. in Salem, Indiana, when Michael Chasten, 45 years old, drove through the front yard of a couple's home, kind of an older boyfriend. He grabbed the male homeowner upon exiting the car and forced him to the ground and held a gun to his head. The homeowner's wife witnessed the situation, grabbed her own handgun, and shot the man. According to Indiana State Police, Sergeant John Davis told WLKY, Chastain exited the vehicle, put a firearm to the homeowner's head. The wife of the homeowner observed the altercation that occurred, walked outside of the firearm, and eventually shot Chastain. The man was taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. Now, Indiana State Police said Chastain previously dated the couple's daughter, but the daughter no longer lived at home. Unclear why the suspect targeted her father. Apparently, he had a criminal record, was well known to law enforcement before his death. The female homeowner has not been charged in the incident, but an investigation is ongoing. So, you know, like, you know, who your family dates brings those individuals into your life. And it could be, you know, I do worry. I've seen some of the individuals that some of my boys have dated, and one was made me nervous. Luckily, that relationship didn't last. But, you know, you worry. And one of you had messaged me after you saw the Sound of Freedom movie, which is about Tim Ballard, a Department of Homeland Security officer who went to save multiple kids from being trafficked. How do you not be over? How do you balance the overprotectiveness while protecting your family members? It's a bad, bad world out there, she writes. And that is tricky because I came from a family that was so overprotective, it was abusive. And I didn't understand why. They would cut my hair short to look like a boy. They wouldn't let me dress as a girl or in dresses and things like that, even though I really didn't like dresses, so I didn't really mind that part. They didn't want me to shave my legs. They didn't want me wearing shorts. They didn't want me doing anything. No makeup. Nothing. And I was like, what is wrong with them? Well, when I come to find out one of our family members was raped, gang raped, well, maybe it's because they were trying to protect me from that. It's still, a lot of their rules were ridiculous. And, I mean, they tried to keep me in a box in a bubble, and I scratched at the door until I was able to leave when I was 18. And then they still tried to bring me back, even I was already an adult. And then I had to kind of leave again because I didn't want to be there. Apparently, I was in the hospital, so they moved all my stuff back to the house and took my keys. And it's like, I don't understand this. And, you know, and maybe it wasn't just being protective. Maybe there was some mental illness with that as well. But it is a fine balance between protecting your child and being overly, you know, obsessive. And so, you know, what I would recommend, and this is what I've done with my boys, I have been very educative with them. I turned to education, meaning when I wanted to talk to them about STIs and STDs, I showed them pictures of books. I let them see my gynecology texts. I was like, hey, guys, this is what happens, you know, or could happen if you don't use a condom. When the Me Too movement was going on and there were individuals who felt, you know, comfortable finally being able to come out and talk about what happened to them, but you've also had individuals that might have been lying and, you know, my boys and their friends are like, what do we do? You know, how do you stop somebody 20 years from now saying, you know what, that party we went to and when we wanted to do it, I changed my mind. No. What do you do? Well, I go, well, then don't sleep with somebody who you're not in a long-term relationship with. You got to rethink casual sex. Because that person gave consent. I mean, you can't have them sign something because they could say they signed it under duress. You know, and so I had to have very open conversations with them. Just like if you have a daughter and you are worried about trafficking, Maybe have them see the movie, The Sound of Freedom, or some of these other, you know, like I think Taken, you know, which shows what can happen. You meet the wrong person at a party. It could be female, male. There's groomers out there of all genders. Look at Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. Run everything by the parents. I know that doesn't seem something very practical for teens. But you see how innocent things looked? Like look at what happened with what we saw in The Sound of Freedom. It was a well-known beauty pageant winner, Miss Cartagena. And apparently that they're really, I'm not going to give you her name, but she really did exist, and she was arrested, allegedly, in a ring of traffickers who would, she would be the one that the kids would flock to, and she would promise them fame and promise to help nurture their art, and then they ended up being taken away by traffickers. And so, you know, some of us adults have been around the block, seen a little bit more. We could tell if something sounds fishy. And, you know, all you could do is introduce them to that. Now, I mean, you don't want that to be your only conversations. But some children will listen. You say, look, I'm not doing this because I'm jealous of you. I'm not doing this because I didn't have fun in high school. I'm doing this because this is what happens. A good friend of mine was abducted in Mexico. We think she was killed. We don't know if she was trafficked, but we think she was killed. This is why when you travel, don't depart away from the group. These are things that happen. Now, I mean, my kids are like, I know, Mom, I know. You know, I tell them not to speed when I tell them not to. Sometimes they have to sadly experience things themselves. And, you know, getting a ticket was enough for them to learn not to speed, but they were lucky that they didn't get into an accident or something else, something worse, or hit somebody. So you need to figure out ways to teach them. And if you think you have a child at risk of a behavior that could get them into a lot of trouble, whether it be drugs, alcohol, dating individuals that might not look like they have your daughter or son's best interest in mind, recruit a family member. You know, some of our children really bond with an aunt or uncle, somebody that's just not you guys, or a friend of the family. I love it when my friends will just take the boys aside and give them some advice. I don't even ask them to do it, but they want to because my friends feel close to my kids. I feel close to their kids. I give advice whether somebody wants it or not. But knowing and seeing how my kids react to some of my buddies from medical school or in my life makes me then, and I have a lot of friends that are guys, so it's easy because, you know, my boys love talking to guys and, you know, can, you know, feel they relate more than what Mom can tell them. But sometimes just have somebody else, you know, help with a message that you think is not getting through to the kids. But yeah, but it's tricky out there. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
News update. The district attorney in Fulton County, Georgia, says former President Trump was part of a criminal conspiracy to overturn that state's 2020 election results. 18 other people were also charged in the case, including Trump's former lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and former White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows. Six former law enforcement officers in Mississippi pleading guilty to state charges connected to the torture of two black men. The Mississippi Attorney General's office charged the five former Rankin County Sheriff's deputies and one former Richland Police Department officer with conspiracy to commit obstruction of justice. Another controversial immigrant relief center set to open this week in New York City. The shelter site is on state-owned land on a parking lot and can serve up to 1,000 single adult men seeking asylum. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Dr. Dolly is show 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So obviously one of the big headlines today is former President Trump is going to have to surrender to authorities in Fulton County, Georgia, has until midday next Friday, after he and 18 associates were indicted for their roles in trying to reverse the outcome, allegedly, of the 2020 election. This is going to be a state, I believe it's a state case, which some legal experts are saying he will not be able to then pardon himself if he does win president. The local sheriff has already suggested that President Trump will have to pose for a mugshot. According to Sheriff Pat Labatt, told WSB-TV, that unless somebody tells me differently, we are following our normal practices, and so it doesn't matter your status, we'll have a mugshot ready for you. Apparently, the arrestees are fingerprinted at the county jail, and Trump will not have to be held there while he awaits trial. I believe the judge wants to get this trial underway within 6 months. But, this is The drama doesn't stop. I think he now has over 84 indictments against him. In Miami, he did appear in federal court to deny the charges of retaining classified documents. And what they're trying to get Trump on is the covering up of that, trying to differ it from Mike Pence or Joe Biden and their classified document issue. They're trying to say he tried to cover it up by moving the documents to the toilet. I really don't get that. Honestly, I don't. You saw boxes. I don't know if they were classified documents. I don't know if they were declassified. I don't know. But the latest case has a 98-page indictment. It includes details of a phone call to Georgia's Secretary of State urging him to find more votes. Some people interpret that as he wants to, are the votes in a box somewhere? Are they not being counted? Of course, the growing theme that happened during the 2020 election is mail-in ballots allegedly were not going where they needed to go. So some people interpret what he told the Georgia Secretary of State is find where the mail-in ballots are and get them counted. But others are interpreting it as fabricating the votes. And so there's also allegedly a plot to access voting machines and steal data. Now, what makes this very tricky, and again, you guys might know more about the ins and outs of these cases or not, is you have still him soaring in the polls, still by a landslide compared to the other Republican candidates. And when people ask how he could be so successful in terms of still garnering public support, well, if somebody thinks that the votes were not counted properly, if somebody thinks that the votes of certain districts that might have been more red-leaning weren't included, or people who were conservative not getting mail-in ballots or their vote not counting, they're going to say, yes, can we look at the machines? Can we look and see where the ballots are? Last August, a box of ballots were found at, I think, a Baltimore United States post office that were from the 2020 election. Now, I don't know what district they were in. They could have been blue, red, who knows. But there has been evidence that boxes never were counted. Boxes of ballots weren't counted. So you have one side going, if his votes weren't counted or he thinks there was fraud, they wanted to see, what can we see the machine and prove that there was fraud or not. Other side can make it look like they wanted to manipulate it. And so it's going to be very, very interesting theatrics seeing what's going on in the courtroom. You know, no election is ever free of fraud. The thing that has to be proven is, you know, for those who still, you know, are kind of at a loss of where their mail-in ballot was and how come dead people voted and they still haven't been arrested and some of the other issues. I think we had one arrest in Nevada of somebody who voted for his dead wife. How many haven't been caught? But the big question keeps coming up, was that enough to change the election results? Was there enough fraud and people voting for their neighbor or stealing mail-in ballots or harvesting ballots and throwing away the ones that looked like there were, you know, because there was a little hole where you could see. And if it was marked and that included a Republican, you might have thought that, okay, then that ballot is probably a Republican ballot. You know, were all those, shall we say, instances that have been claimed enough to make a difference in the election? Or is it a sign that the election was completely contaminated? And I told you guys, I'm mixed. Because in science, if you have a contaminated Petri dish, you got to throw that Petri dish out. And if your study gets contaminated, you got to start over. But we, with mail-in ballots that were only really tested and tried and true for the thousands in a precinct or in a county who were absentee or military, now we had millions upon millions of them. And was the system ready? That doesn't necessarily mean there was fraud or the results were completely inaccurate, but even reporting, when I was reporting on the numbers, We heard that in Pennsylvania, they were going to stop because the ballot workers wanted to go to bed and go to sleep. Now, that was a little odd because hospitals have people that work through the night. There, other cities and counties were counting ballots. Why did one state have to go to bed? I mean, there were a lot of questions. And then there were reports of trucks found and buses found. And so it was kind of a mess. And I think both sides could agree the 2020 election was a mess. So those who believe that there might have been enough errors to make it go for Trump is going to still support it. Those who think no, even with any of these errors or whatever, it still would have gone to Biden, is going to say no. Whether they support Trump or not, is going to say no. Biden deserved it fair and square. It's just these, it just keeps coming. Now, how's he doing? Well, interestingly, we're being told that Donald Trump still has a clear lead on 49% in, I believe this is New Hampshire. Ron DeSantis, I don't think, is second place anymore in New Hampshire. I think Chris Christie has moved up. This is an Emerson College survey revealing that Donald Trump still has a resounding lead. Chris Christie has now been able to move into second place. How much of the vote did Chris Christie have? 9%. Governor DeSantis is at 8%. Now, he was scoring about 17% in March. And, you know, the executive director of Emerson College polling, Spencer Kimball, said DeSantis has been the alternative to Trump and Emerson polling this presidential cycle. This is the first time we've seen DeSantis drop out of second place. So, you know, I do find voter psychology fascinating. I find how, you know, the support for Trump grows each time they throw the book at him. And as I said early on, for those who think that Trump is being singled out or where they're going after a person who's conservative versus liberal differently, every time he gets more indictments, while Hunter Biden got a sweetheart deal that had to take a judge to go, wait a second here, starts to make people think. You know, I want to believe that whoever's our president got their fair and square. Whoever, whatever our election process is, has been tried and true and is as fraud-free. But right now, the country's a little bit in chaos. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of your apprehension of helping somebody in a medical emergency, because you think that they are going to accuse you or somebody's going to accuse you of assault or of being inappropriate or something like this, where apparently GOP Representative Ronnie Jackson, who I believe was the doctor to Trump, was apparently assisting a girl who was having a seizure outside a Texas rodeo. Now, he's a former emergency room doctor, so while somebody was seizing, he was helping, but I guess a police officer grabbed the congressman and I guess body slammed him. Maybe he didn't recognize him. Maybe he didn't realize that Ronnie Jackson was a doctor and was trying to help. And so there were some expletives that the Texas Republican told the officer. Ronnie Jackson was also, I think, President Obama's doctor, too. And apparently she was going through a medical episode, so we stepped in to help her. Now, when you hear that, you're like, oh gosh, if I want to help somebody, and if it's a young girl, how do you do that without somebody body slamming you and arresting you when you're trying to give help? Well, the state trooper said, though, there's more to the story. Identified as Officer Young, he told Dr. Jackson that multiple people had asked him to step aside while EMS took over. Jackson continued to shout, I guess had to be restrained. And he also threatened to call Governor Greg Abbott about the incident. Now, I wasn't there, but this is kind of odd. And so, one of you had asked, what exactly happens when you're in that scenario? So I'm a physician. I'm an MD. I was an ER doc, urgent care doc. As soon as EMS arrives, I ask them if I could still be a part of the team helping. If they say they got it and they're fine, and they usually do because they don't have time to check everybody's credentials, you step back. For example, there was a car accident. A motorcycle accident. This was about 2 weeks ago in front of my neighborhood. I didn't see EMS arrive yet. I started to hear sirens in the background, so I immediately pulled over, ran over to help and assist. But I asked. As a physician, I always introduce myself. I'm Dr. Dahlia Wax. I'm a physician with ER training, urgent care training, family medicine doctor. Do you need help? What can I do? And if they say we need you to help stabilize her neck or EMS is on the way, we got this. Thank you. You step back. That's just how it goes. And if you're on a plane, you always have to relinquish the control or the command if somebody who is senior to you in training or more trained. So let's say, for example, there is a ICU doctor. And he is on the plane, and there is somebody in labor. But a nurse who works in an OB unit is also on the plane and is going to offer to help deliver the baby. They would share care, but he would step aside and allow the nurse who has more experience to help. Now, it's difficult. Because when you're up in the air, what if it's an idiot? I mean, some people think they're going to get free drinks or they're going to get a free plane ticket if they help. So you want to know, and I've been in situations where people who have a CPR card, want to, kind of manage the situation, and I get it. When you get your CPR, certification or your basic life support, you're ready to go. You want to help. And I get that and I appreciate that. But what I do as a physician is I give them roles to take. I don't necessarily kick anybody out unless there's no space. If there's no space, I'm like, I got this. But I rarely say, I got this. I'm good. Leave. I'll usually assign somebody to call 911. I'll have somebody help with chest compressions. I will say, can you talk to the family? Can you let them know? Patient's stable. So far, so good. Not to panic. But can you please go check on the family? So I give everybody a role. And you really should. Otherwise, there's just too many chiefs or too many, chefs in the kitchen. But you also never want to throw away help. So if you have a doctor who was an emergency room doctor there on site, if EMS says, please leave, we got this, you step aside and you let emergency medical services take over. It's just what you do. So if that did happen and he didn't move over, that's a problem. And maybe that's why the officer got involved. But it's very, very odd. Because this shouldn't necessarily happen. Now, they're saying Jackson threatened to beat up the officer and all that. And I get it. It's heated. You're trying to give medical care. You're trying to help somebody, and you are being pulled away, and you're thinking it's because people think you're attacking her or something when you're actually trying to help. That's a problem. I mean, I get why emotions are high, but it never really should get to that. Because, like I said, there's a process. EMS comes in. If they say step aside, you step aside. No big deal. But did he really have to be body slammed? So I am confused. Now, somebody said Jackson put a gumball into the 15-year-old's mouth as a way to elevate her sugar. And Dr. Jackson said he did that because she might have been hypoglycemic. That's, though, again, a little odd, because I think everybody should have, some liquid form, right? But the problem with that is if somebody's seizing, you don't want to stick things in their mouth because they can choke. So you might want to put some sugar under the tongue, or maybe some sugar on the tongue. But if they can't really drink or eat, you got to be really, really careful. What you need to do is stabilize the airway, make sure they can breathe when they seize. A person could seize for a variety of reasons: head trauma, brain bleed, hypoglycemia, epilepsy. So there's a lot of things, so it is a little odd. But, for those of you that don't have medical certification, as far as I'm concerned, calling 911, offering to be there for support, crowd control, we appreciate you. Like I said, there are roles. You could tell somebody to be the one to call 911. You could have somebody run and get an AED if you have somebody in cardiac arrest. If you need someone to control the bleeding, you could do that. People who want to help, I think, are far and few between these days. So I love the fact that there are people that want to help. But as much as we appreciate you wanting to help, we also need you to stand aside if we're trying to work. And I get there's going to be a lot of yelling. Whenever there's a code or something, they're going to say, get out of the way. We can't breathe. Get out of the way. I still try to say please and thank you because I don't want to tick anybody off. But it is a heightened time. I think the girl survived. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.